Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fast to my good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 4th of February, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. The Chief Minister's announced a review of teachers' issues, but not pay. Maloo commissioners want the Chief Minister to intervene over the Ballasalla Post Office and independent regulators to look at the health service. The latest on the coronavirus and a statement from King William's College. If Flybe goes bust, what about the patient transfer service? And the Isle of Man has a new species of bat.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines, Fast Amai, Ed Oldham.
Fast Amai. Maloo commissioners have called on the Chief Minister to intervene over the future of Ballasalla's post office. The local authority wants Howard Quayle to suspend the post office board's retail strategy and review how it's being implemented across the island. An independent regulator should raise standards within the island's healthcare service without forcing doctors to look over their shoulder. That's from Ramsey MHK Dr. Alex Allinson after Health Minister David Ashford provided an update at this week's sitting of the House of Keys. Representatives from the Care Quality Commission are due to visit the island shortly with the aim of introducing a Manx model early next year. Ratepayers in Lazare will see their bills increase by 7 pence in the pound come April. Commissioners say the 8% rise is down to increased costs, such as charges at the Northern Civic Amenity site, but also to budget for the cost of an election in April. Further afield, a report says a rogue surgeon jailed for carrying out unnecessary breast cancer operations may have mistreated more than 1,000 people. Ian Patterson was sentenced to 20 years in 2017 for wounding patients across the West Midlands. Britain's Foreign Secretary has told 30,000 British nationals living across China to leave the country. Advice has been updated as officials expect the number of cases of coronavirus in the UK to increase. And Irish regulators have launched investigations into how Google and dating app Tinder handle information from users. There have been complaints about how certain data is shared with advertisers. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham Advocates, one of the island's leading law firms, will be at ICE London, where they look forward to seeing you. Or visit manbenham.com. Manx Radio Weather, with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Got it, my Ed. Thank you, Ed. From the Ronald's Way Met Office, dissipating gales throughout the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. Tonight on the island, dry and clear. The winds fall light in most places, down to 1 degree, so a gram frost is possible, and ice on untreated roads. For Wednesday, Ukraine, dry and sunny, daytime maximum 8, overnight down to 4. For Thursday, Jordan, we're looking at dry and lots of clouds with a moderate south-southeasterly up to 8 degrees. High water tonight's 7:30, low water 10 to 2 a.m. High water in the morning at 2 minutes to 8 and sunrise a minute later at 1 minute to 8 a.m.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate.
Sitting in the public gallery of the House of Keys, listening to the announcement by the Chief Minister that a review would look at the teachers' issues without including the pay issue, Manx Radio's John Moss asked Geraldine O'Neill of the NASUWT if she knew this was coming.
No, we didn't know, but I have to say this is a welcome development. However, we would be concerned about the time frame for this because we are now in the process of industrial action and the NASUWT will be starting our action on the 24th of February. Where we still have grave concerns, though, is over the Department of Education's position in this and the MEERS process. We still have a lack of confidence in that process.
But are you prepared to step back from industrial action and see what happens with this review?
That review sounds as if that's quite a long term, so I cannot see that happening very quickly. We will be starting after the half-term break, and we will then have a period of time, and then we'll enter into phase two of escalation. And it really, we will be down to the department. We're ready to go back to the table. It will be down to the department, the minister, the chief minister, whoever, to get back to us with something that's concrete that we can show our members. If we don't get that, then I'm afraid things will happen.
You prepared to go on into, say, May, the exam periods?
No, we will never touch the exam periods. That's not saying we won't go on till May, but we will never be in action over exam periods. So really all we can say at the moment is we're at our first stage. We'll have to see what second stage brings, and then we'll see where we go from there.
John Moss then asked NAHT representatives Max Kelly and Carol Walsh their opinion of the news of a review.
Well, it's a step in the right direction, but it doesn't resolve the dispute that we've already got.
We clearly need more detail on what it is. The first we heard about it was this morning, listening into Keys. But it would sound as though it's very much running alongside the pay talks that we wish to have with Isle of Man government.
If it was to draw pay talks into the review's remit, would that enable you to call off your action?
It depends how soon they can get somebody to come to review the Education Department. I can't see this being a quick fix. We have not heard anything from MERS. We've not been asked to go back to MERS since the 16th of January. Today is the 4th of February. What is going on?
What we've asked for NAHT is to start to negotiate or talk to people that we have confidence in. I think what we saw at the joint unions meeting this time last week was quite clearly it was an overwhelming vote of no confidence in the Department of Education, Sport and Culture.
The Chief Minister has said he has absolute confidence in his minister.
He may have, but we don't.
NAHT do not have confidence in the department or the minister.
Nor their members. Nor any of their members of NAHT, ASCL or NASUWT. The call for the vote of no confidence came from the floor, came from the bulk of teachers at that meeting last week, not from the officials.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
23 minutes to 6 on update. The Chief Minister's in real demand. Malu commissioners have called on the Chief Minister to intervene over the future of Ballasalla's post office. The local authority wants Howard Quayle to suspend the post office board's retail strategy and review how it's being implemented across the Isle of Man. Chairman Nigel Baisley hopes this will halt plans to put a kiosk in Ballasalla once the contract to run the village sub-post office expires next month. He explained to our local democracy reporter Ewan Gorn why it's time for Mr Quayle's intervention.
Because it's gone beyond Ballasalla post office now. I think it's actually a national issue. I mean, even Question Time in the Keys this morning, you could see how many MHKs are desperately concerned about their own communities. The only way I think this can be resolved is to actually suspend the bill that the post office are acting under.
The strategy.
And I think the only person who can actually do that is the Chief Minister, because if we leave it to other junior ministers, they'll just spend hours arguing it between interdepartments. It needs somebody at the top to actually make a tough decision and do it. And that's what we're calling for.
So why would he suspend a strategy that he approved and all of council ministers, apart from Graeme Cregeen, voted for?
They did. But if you speak to many of them now, they thought that the key bullet points were going to be taken as an overhaul consideration. And what seems to have happened is that the board of the post office seemed to focus just on one point. Now, I concede that the post office are going through financial difficulties. But what we as people have to get them to realise is, are they actually running as a business or are they actually a government body? Are they providing a service? Well, they were set up by the government for the people. This is a public service. That's why the minister, as far as I'm concerned, needs to step in and sort this out. Because it would appear from what you speak to many of the ministers, I didn't expect this to be like this. I didn't expect that to be like... Well, it's obvious that they didn't do their homework and read all the bulletin points. But we need to take a step back, stop it, and then review it.
Well, you said that it's a public service,
it
right?
Is, yeah.
I mean, sub-postmasters, private businesses, aren't they? And the post office has decided to let those businesses, if there's demand there, they'll continue. If there's not, they're going to replace them with the kiosk. That's what the strategy says, to slimline the business, to make it financially sustainable.
I accept what you're saying there, okay? The demand is definitely in Ballasalla. We can't get the post office to even release figures.
How do you know the demand's there if the post office won't release the figures?
I challenge anybody to sit in that post office and see how many people actually use it.
What's the likelihood, do you think, of the Chief Minister intervening in this dispute?
I am optimistic. I mean, we're not calling for him to totally abandon his policy. What we are asking for him is I know these things take time, a 1 or 2 year suspension while they review it.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast.
Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
The contractors working on the Curragh Road St John's have extended the road closure to the 30th of April. The project's taken longer because of ground conditions being worse than anticipated. Plus, a large culvert's collapsed and had to be demolished and piped into the new drainage system. And a water main was found to clash with a new outfall for the drainage system that had to be diverted. And they decided to undertake planned works remodelling the junction with the Heritage Trail while the closure was in place, rather than do it later than as the first plan. The Curragh Road in St John's closed till the end of April.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The Bamacree left Heysham at 28 minutes past two this afternoon, nudging into Douglas shortly after 6 o'clock tonight, and then back out tonight 7:45, heading to Heysham, arriving there about 11:30, and of course back at 02:15 tomorrow morning, leaving Heysham. The band, the only craft on duty at the moment from the steam packet, the fast craft Manannan, still tied up beneath us in Douglas Harbour. She'll resume her seasonal services into Liverpool this March 27th. First sailing of the year to Dublin is the day after that, March 28th, and heading to Belfast on April the 8th.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
Ensuring patients have trust in the health service and raising standard is what Alex Allenson, MHK, hopes the introduction of an independent regulator will do for the Isle of Man. Health Minister David Ashford confirmed representatives from the Care Quality Commission are due to visit the Isle of Man soon with a view to having a system in place early in 2021. Dr. Alex Allenson, who worked as a GP prior to his election to the House of Keys, spoke to Manx Radio's Sean Cowper.
I think it's incredibly important that people have trust in the services they're going to get from the NHS on this island. Trust is probably one of the most key things when you're dealing with healthcare professionals, and it goes both ways. One of the issues we've had with independent regulation in the United Kingdom, particularly for general practice, is that sometimes the CQC, the Care Quality Commission, can be seen as their inspections can be seen as a bit of a tick box exercise. And that takes up a huge amount of doctors' time, a huge amount of resources, which should really be spent caring for patients. So what I was keen to see is that if we are going to bring in independent regulation, if we are going to bring in these checks on the way that health is provided, we do it in the right way. We do it to support improvement rather than hammer down things that they may not like on the island, because there may be some practices, some community aspects of community care, some parts of the hospital which need investment, which need more staff, which need that expertise, and we need to provide those to actually improve patient care rather than penalise clinicians.
In your experience as a GP, is this something that you have been keen to see for some time now?
Yes, I think that benchmarking with other jurisdictions, particularly in the United Kingdom, in terms of the quality of care we provide is very important. That re-establishment of trust with patients.
You mentioned CQC a moment ago, which is UK-based. How important is it that any model they bring in over here is tailored to the Manx system?
I think it's vital. And one of the comments that from the Health Minister today was exactly that, that whilst we want to achieve the best standards, and possibly even better than the UK, we need to do it in a measured way. What I would not like to see is clinicians being felt that they had to constantly look over their shoulder. I wouldn't like to see wards closing. I wouldn't like to see GP practices closing because of a tick box exercise. We need to work right across the NHS to actually raise standards in an organised way.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
17 minutes to six, a new chief executive officer has been appointed at sports betting company Luckbox on the island. Quentin Martin will be taking over the role from Lars Leon, who'll focus on strategy and investment after having led the business to launch last year. Mr. Martin was a former head of social poker at PokerStars, where he worked with Luckbox co-founders Lars Leon and Mike Stevens. A Manx Technologies supplier has been recognised for its market leadership at the Global Gaming Awards 2020. Continent 8 Technologies won the Corporate Services Provider of the Year title at a ceremony held at the Hippodrome Casino, beating 9 industry competitors in the process. The award reflects the operational excellence of the company that's displayed it over the past 12 months.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report.
brought to you by Ramsay Crookhall.
UK and European markets closed higher as sentiment improved and investors brushed aside economic fears of the coronavirus. In America, stocks were sharply higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Index is now close to where it was trading prior to the market sell-off. The safe haven Japanese yen and Swiss franc fell against the US dollar as investors' risk appetite grew. Oil prices clawed back some ground amid hopes for new output curbs from OPEC, and gold prices slid as Chinese steps to mitigate the economic impact from the coronavirus drove some investors into riskier assets. In corporate news, BP gushed higher as it reported better than expected full-year results and lifted the dividend. And then in America, Tesla surging higher after the major shareholder Ron Barron forecast the company will top $1 trillion in revenue in a decade. From the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 was up 1.5% at 7,439 in London. In Frankfurt, meantime, up nearly 2%, the DAX 13,281, just after 5 o'clock in New York. The Dow Jones was up 1.5% at 28,858, and the NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 2% at 9,457. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 1.7% at 3,304. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1.30.2 and €1.17.9. And in the main two commodities, gold down 1.5% at $1,553 an ounce, and Brent crude up 1.3% at $54.92 a barrel.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookhall. Ramsay Crookhall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookhall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramsaycrookhall.com. Ramsay Crookhall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Good evening. It's 13 minutes to six. This is Update from Manx Radio, live from the Isle of Man. British nationals in China are being urged to leave the country as the coronavirus claims more lives there. The UK Foreign Office has today updated its travel advice as it expects more cases to be diagnosed closer to home. Andy McMillan is the managing director of Biodecon, the company sterilising a hotel in York after two confirmed coronavirus patients stayed there. They're now being treated in Newcastle. Mr. McMillan told Sky Television's Sarah Jane Mee about the decontamination process.
We're spraying ionised hydrogen peroxide into the rooms, and that will kill all known viruses, including the coronavirus. The difference is what we do is we can actually validate the system through our enzyme indicators, and that just gives us as a company, and as well as the client and the customers, reassurance that that room is sterile.
How long does it take, and how do you know when it's got the all clear?
Well, that's where we use the EIs, the enzyme indicators, so they will tell us that enough hydrogen peroxide, ionized hydrogen peroxide, has been reached in all areas of the room, and that is then on a PDF report given to the customer before we leave.
Andy, I'm looking at the suit that you and your team have to wear. It looks like one of those hazmat suits, you know, full body cover, gloves, protective shoes and helmet as well. I mean, you know, how much are you at risk here?
No, it's mainly to protect our staff. They're fully trained and that they're looked after. It's 7.8 hydrogen peroxide. It's not deadly, but we have to make sure our staff are also aware of what viruses are in the room, so they need to be protected.
So it's to protect you from the spray, but is it to protect you from the virus or whatever may be in that room as well, presumably?
Yeah, both. I mean, in terms of spraying, it is, you know, it's quite deadly stuff, hydrogen peroxide, but we also need to protect our staff. So they're in full Tyvek, air respirators, gloves, shoe coverings, and make sure that what we do and when we leave it sterile.
And when we've been speaking to experts about containing this virus, obviously, as soon as there is a case known, they retrace that person's steps to every area they've been to. Of course, they spend quite a lot of time in this room, we understand, at Stay City Apartments. What else do you contaminate? Or are the authorities quite confident that once you've got that room, it's OK? Or do you have to go to other parts as well?
Well, that's something we'd have to discuss with the client as well as Public Health England is the fact that do we look at the corridors, do we look at the lift, do we look at the reception area? But mainly, I think the place where they stayed, if that was sterilised and done to a robust way of work, we should all be safe.
News from the Isle of Man about the coronavirus. King William's College has a number of Chinese students as boarders, and the principal, Joss Buchanan, said they're taking precautions in respect of the Wuhan coronavirus. The school is receiving daily updates from medical professionals, Public Health England and the Boarding Schools Association and the Isle of Man government. They're also in contact with other independent schools in the UK. None of KWC's Chinese students are going back to China for the half-term break, and KWC has postponed all visits from China to the crisis is over.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast am I, Ed Oldham.
Mark Cavendish is making his first appearance for Bahrain McLaren at the Saudi Tour this week, the first stage of which has been taking place today. The five-day race is new for 2020 and runs until Saturday. The Manxman signed for the team over the winter after spending 4 years with Dimension Data. In shooting, the fourth and final round of the Utopia Winter Series English Skeet League was held at Mary Veg in Santon, with 17 competitors taking part in dull, damp and misty conditions. Winners on the day were Mark Barnett of the C class, Brian Farragher won B class. Taking third in A class was Paul Mihailovic on 47 points. First round leader Jeff Corkill finished second with 48 points, and Dave Corlett finished top of the tree thanks to a straight in the second round. Further afield, England's Manu Tuilagi has been ruled out of Saturday's clash with Scotland in Rugby Union's Six Nations. The centre picked up a groin strain in Sunday's opening defeat to France in Paris, but head coach Eddie Jones expects him to be in contention for the match against Ireland at Twickenham later this month. Ireland head coach Andy Farrell's also been forced into two changes for Saturday's visit of Wales. Robbie Henshaw and Peter O'Mahony will be in the starting lineup, replacing the injured Gary Ringrose and Keelan Dorris. And Shrewsbury are hoping to provide an FA Cup shock by beating a young Liverpool side in their fourth round replay tonight at Anfield. Oxford also hope to take a Premier League scalp when they face Newcastle. Elsewhere, Northampton travel to Derby, Cardiff play Reading, and Birmingham face Coventry for a place in the last 16.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Everything's fine at the airport, the London City 10 past 5, left 20 minutes late at 5:30, but later departures for Manchester, Liverpool and Gatwick showing no problems at the moment. On the roads, Grammar Avenue in Port Erin, temporary 24-hour three-way traffic signals there around Bayview Road to enable repairs to a gas leak. There's Ramsey Road, Lanxy's got temporary two-way 24-hour signals around the roadworks, and Bride Road, Antrus, temporary two-way signals and closure of the zebra crossing for emergency repairs to the collapsed footway between Andrews School and Croft Park. As I mentioned earlier, Curragh Road, St John's, those roadworks going on now to the end of April for the roadworks between Ballycrane traffic lights and the Western Amenity site. And by the way, anything you need to know about trains, planes, boats, buses and the saga of the Douglas Promenade, go to manxradio.com. Powered by Miller Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Say hurrah, the Isle of Man's gained a new species of bat. DNA analysis of droppings found in a cellar in the south of the Isle of Man's proved the presence of a lesser horseshoe bat. Richard Selman of the Manx Bat Group spoke to Manx Radio's Lewis Foster about the discovery.
Yes, it's the lesser horseshoe bat. There's two horseshoe bats in the British Isles, and this is the first one that we found on the Isle of Man. There have been suspicions historically about the possibility of horseshoe bats in caves on the Isle of Man, but nobody's actually come up with anything. And then a few years ago, somebody reported a bat that their cat had found in the garden on the south coast of the island, which was really intriguing, because this sounded absolutely like a lesser horseshoe. And then, just very recently, somebody mentioned about bats in, I believe it's in their cellar, another officer was dealing with this, and some DNA was obtained through a fecal sample, and turns out to be lesser horseshoe. And they did describe to my colleague what did seem to sound like lesser horseshoe bats being present there. So that's really exciting that they're roosting somewhere on the island. And whether they stay here through the year or whether they're coming for the winter time and going back south, we don't know, because they're mostly these days in south central England. But they have been spreading further northwards in the winter time.
So what's the significance of this recording?
Well, it's another species of bat, because if you go back 60 years, there was only a couple of species of bats known on the Isle of Man, and now we're up to, I think, 8 species of bats now. So it's a really exciting time to be in bat conservation and seeing what's out there. And, of course, as a flying mammal, bats can move around. So we you know, if we look after our environment and provide the right habitats, we could be seeing more and more bats and more interest out there. And there may be more species that we're missing as well. And another interesting side of bat conservation is they're actually discovering bats out there that have been out there for a long time. They didn't realise because they're cryptic species. So these are species that look very, very alike. But not necessarily to a bat. So two separate species that look very, very similar to us. So the Alcathoe bat was one that came up just a few years ago, was found in Europe, Greece, France, and it's been found in Britain now. And we haven't found it yet here, but it looks very, very like a whiskered bat, as does Brunt's bat. So there's three species that look almost identical, and they're completely separate species. So when we find whiskered bat, we also have a check and think, you know, is this a whiskered, or could it be a Brant or an Alcathoe? Because there's two other species there found in Britain that we haven't recorded on the Isle of Man.
Apologies, so we didn't get to the story about Flybee possibly going bust and what happens to the patient transfer service. That story is in full at manxradio.com. And of course, for the most comprehensive source of Manx news, interviews and features, and the largest store of videos, go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. This has been Update. It's available as a podcast shortly after the 6 o'clock news tonight, produced by Sarah Hendy and compiled from the resources of the Manx Radio News Department. Thanks to newsreader Ed Oldham. I'm Andy Wynn. That's it for Tuesday. Back 5:30 Wednesday evening. Have a good evening.